Okay, we ready?
Yep.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Committee on Environment and Natural Resources. It is April 26th. And we have four bills up today. We're pretty much just going to follow our agenda. We have two water bills up, so I'm going to ask the Department of Water Resources to come up. And with that, I'm going to open up a hearing on House Bill 2133. Beth, you want to provide an overview, and then I think we'll hear from the department.
Okay. Madam Chair, members, House Bill 2133 authorizes the Water Resources Department to adopt rules to allow the submission of electronic documents, also the distribution of electronic documents with the consent of the recipient, or identification of acceptable means to verify authenticity of the electronic document. There's no revenue impact. There was just a minimal fiscal impact, so no statement was issued.
Okay. All righty. So this looks like a streamlining bill, but why don't you tell us what this bill does and why it's needed.
Madam Chair, for the record, Phil Ward, Director of the Department, here with Brenda Bateman, and with your permission, we'll let Brenda explain the bill, and we'll both be happy to stand for questions after that.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Brenda Bateman with the Water Resources Department. This bill, House Bill 2133, originally came out of a streamlining work group that the department hosted over the past 18 months with external stakeholders. And one of the outcomes of one of the recommendations of this group was House Bill 2133, and came from requests from customers who wanted to conduct transactions, correspondence, and get interim work products from the department more quickly. We have in place in statute today requirements for hard copy correspondence back and forth with customers. Obviously, in this day and age, there are folks who would prefer to do business by email, especially if they're snowbirds or deployed military or other folks who are away from home but wanting to get very important mail and correspondence from the department. So this is what this bill does. It's a voluntary bill where customers and the department mutually agree to conduct correspondence and transactions back and forth electronically. This bill allows that. I'm happy to take any questions you have.
I'm curious, and I don't know if Beth has the answer to this, but is there any estimate on cost savings for the department?
Madam Chair,
the passage of this bill?
The savings are primarily in terms of time, the back and forth through the traditional mail versus email. So many of the materials would still need to be prepared by the department in its usual way, and so there's very little savings there. It's mostly one of time and for the customer waiting for their mail.
Thank you, Ms. Bateman. I do have one question. When you transfer these emails back and forth, what's your storage facility like? I mean, do you store these and keep them permanently, or do they get erased within a month or something?
Madam Chair, Senator, we use the state system and server, so we're on a secure system, like all the other agencies are, and one of the important points that we have made with customers and talked about with them are final work products, that is, final orders and certificates, things like that need to be kept on the record in perpetuity, would still be printed out in hard copy and placed in a file like they have always been, just to make sure we have that backup system secure.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Any other questions for the department? Okay, well, we're waiting for a couple more members, but what I'll do is I'll close the public hearing on this.
Yep.
Oh, here we go.
I was upstairs listening.
Okay, so I was going to open up a work session on this. So I'll close the public hearing, and I'll open up a work session on House Bill 2133. Senator Olson?
Madam Chair, I move HB 2133 to the floor with a do-pass recommendation.
Okay, Senator Olson moves House Bill 2133 to the floor with a do-pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Okay. Clerk will call the roll, please. Excused.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. With that, the motion carries. And are there any volunteers to carry this bill? Senator Thompson.
I like the hard ones. I'll take this
one. Okay. Senator Thompson has volunteered to be the carry on this bill. So with that, we will close the work session on 2133. We'll go ahead and open up a public hearing on House Bill 2135A. Beth?
Madam Chair, members, House Bill 2135A reduces to 2 the number of publications required for certain notices pertaining to the Water Resources Department and Water Resources Commission. There's no revenue impact and a minimal fiscal. No statement was issued.
Okay. Thank you. So whoever wants to go on this one again.
Members of the committee, again for the record, Brenda Bateman with the Water Resources Department. This is another bill that has come out of our streamlining efficiency work group convened over the past 18 months. In fact, there are letters of support here and attached to the previous bill as well that came from members of that committee. This is a streamlining bill in the sense that we have a number of transactions that need to be placed in the newspaper for public notice. Depending on the transaction, sometimes the requirements are for 2 weeks in a row, three, four, multiple weeks. And so this bill would make consistent our requirements, bringing those down to no more than two. And we have worked very closely with Tom Gallagher of the newspaper lobby as well to make sure that this works for them. One of the things that we have committed to doing is making sure that stakeholders as part of this process know that they can go to our archives online, to our website, where we keep all of our notices in a running archive, and that information is always available for folks so that they can get it there as well.
Okay. Any questions for the department on this streamlining bill? Okay. And I should have asked before. We did not have, by the way, anybody signed up to testify in either of these bills, so would anybody like to come up and testify on this bill? Don't see anybody jumping up on that one. So with that, I will close the public hearing on House Bill 2135A. I will open a work session on House Bill 2135A.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2135A to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Olson moves House Bill 2135A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Okay, seeing none, the clerk will call the roll, please.
Aye.
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 Aye. That the motion carries. And Senator Olson, would you like to volunteer?
No, last one here has to carry.
Okay, Senator Hess. That's fair. Senator Hess. It's an easy one. Streamlining. Good bill. Should pass. Okay, with that, Senator Hess will... thank you for volunteering, Senator Hess. With that, Senator Hess will be the carrier. I'm sure that the department will make sure and review it with him.
Thank you.
With that, we will close the work session on House Bill 2135A. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members.
And next up, 2165. Yeah, should we do that one? I'm going to open up a public hearing on House Bill 2165. Beth?
Madam Chair, members, House Bill 2165 addresses requirements for written plans under the Forest Practices Act. There's no revenue impact. There is a fiscal statement that was issued that should be in your packet.
Okay, so we have the Department of Forestry. Peter Darity is going to come up. Nobody else has signed up, so we'll see if anybody else wants to testify after that.
Chair,
thank you.
No.
Chair, tell us why this bill is needed, Peter.
Yeah, Chair Dingfelder and members of the committee, for the record, I'm Peter Darity. I'm acting Private Forest Division Chief. And the department appreciates the opportunity to talk about this bill and testify in favor. Department developed this bill to streamline the written plan process required by the Oregon Forest Practice Act. The changes made by this bill will eliminate approximately 3,000 hours of unnecessary paperwork without decreasing resource protection. The reason that is because the Forest Practice Act requires operators to notify the department in all forestry operations and requires written plans for any operation within 100 feet of a stream or 300 feet of a significant wetland. But in many instances, the protected riparian area is smaller than the 100-foot difference. So on a small stream, there's a 50-foot protected area. If they're operating within 75 feet and having no impact on the stream, they still have to do a written plan. We have to review it. Currently, the statute does not allow the department to waive the written requirement in these cases, and House Bill 2165 would allow the Board of Forestry to adopt rules to allow us to waive those if the operation did not directly affect the riparian areas. We've looked at this, and we expect it would allow us to waive approximately 5,000 written plans per year. And the second thing the bill does is also address streamlining the way we provide information about operations to interested parties. Currently, the statute requires that we send it. So right now, we're sending notifications either by mail or with some of our subscribers, we do use email and send facsimiles. What we're doing is changing the language to allow us to provide it, which will allow us to move towards a web-based provision of the same information if that was in the interest of the people receiving that information. We believe that this bill will streamline administrative processes without compromising natural resource protection. The objectives consistent with Oregon's policy to encourage economically efficient forest practices consistent with the sound management of soil, air, water, fish, and wildlife resources. The Department of Forestry asked the committee to move the bill with a due pass recommendation. Thank you, and I'm willing to answer any questions.
Okay, thank you. I have some questions, but I'll see if there's some from my committee members first.
I do have one.
Okay. Senator Olson?
It says that you will estimate your savings in staff time from the reduced workload is equivalent to 1.5 FTEs that is currently distributed among 30 natural resource specialists, two positions. How do you distribute 1.5 FTEs amongst 30 guys?
And gals.
And gals. 30 people.
Thank you. Chair Dingfelder, Vice Chair Olson, and members of the committee. We currently have 30 stewardship foresters statewide that implement the Forest Practices Act. So this will be saving a variety of amount of time on each of those. If you add up the time, it's 3,000 hours, which is equivalent to 1.5 full-time equivalent. So that all 30 have responsibilities for written. Okay.
Now I can speak.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
And what essentially we'll be doing is they'll be able to spend that time protecting resources actively on the ground.
Thank you.
Okay, any other questions?
Senator
Thompson.
I just have a little comment. We heard today in the subcommittee how overwhelmed these 30 folks are in trying to, as budget to general fund has gone down over the few years, these 30 folks are tasked with doing a lot more work that they can't even handle. This will help ease that load a little bit. Maybe.
Excellent point, Senator Thompson. So first, I just want to say that welcome to the 21st century, ODF. I'm glad the Department of Forestry is looking at ways to streamline. The question I have for you, what I don't see this bill doing, but I did hear that the department is working on this, is ways that for initiating a notification under the Forest Practices Act that at this point, my understanding is landowners still have to submit in writing and deliver to Department of Forestry offices that notification. Is that correct?
Chair Dingfelder, Vice Chair Olson, and members of the committee, that is correct, that most of our notifications are delivered in either paper or via email. Some of our folks produce the notification on their own systems and email it to our department, but there still is then a entering into our fax system or our forest activity notification database. And so there is still that transfer. There's no direct electronic transfers from company databases to ours, and then we currently do not have a web-based entry format. We haven't had the resources to do the necessary business modeling to set up that kind of system to find out what our customer demands would be, what would be the appropriate type of data transfer to be most efficient and effective.
And my understanding after talking to the state forester is that the board is looking at that transition. Is that correct?
The department. Yes.
And will that require legislation? Is that a statutory change, or is that something administratively that the department can do?
That's something administratively the department can do.
Well, we'll look forward to hearing about that transition, because I also think that would be a huge time saving. We can be voting on this in a minute. I think that would be a huge time saver also for the department, given the constraints of your budget, as Senator Thompson said, since we both sit on the Ways and Means Subcommittee. But anyway, this is a step in the right direction, so glad to see this bill in front of the committee. Any other questions? Okay, with that, I'll close the public hearing on House Bill 2165, and I will open up a work session on House Bill 2165.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2165 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Okay, Senator also moves House Bill 2165 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Okay, clerk will call the roll, please.
Senator Hatch?
Aye.
Senator Pazosi?
Aye.
Senator Thompson?
Aye.
Senator
Aye.
Aye. With that, the motion carries. And Senator Olson, would you like to carry the streamlining bills, please, to the floor? With that, we'll close the work session on House Bill 2165. Thank you.
Thank you.
And actually, are you speaking on the next bill as well? No. Okay. So we will go ahead and open up a public hearing on House Bill 2073. That's why you're here, Beth, to correct me when I misspeak. Thank you. Do you want to give us an overview?
Sure. House Bill 2073 establishes that the state forester serves as the governor's authorized representative for the purpose of initiating fire management assistant declarations with FEMA. There is no revenue impact and no fiscal impact.
Okay, and we have Doug Graff from the Department of Forestry and John Lewis. Okay, welcome, gentlemen. Whoever wants to go first.
I'll go ahead and go first, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, members of the committee, my name is John Lewis. I am the Director for Plans and Training with the Office of Oregon Emergency Management. House Bill 2073 is more of an administrative action. It's basically moving the, allowing the Office of, the Department of Forestry specifically to act as the governor's authorized representative for the FMAG, or the Fire Management Assistance Grant Program. And this brings it a little bit more in line with what our current practices are, as since the beginning of this grant process, the Department of Forestry has acted as the administrator for this grant.
Okay. Do you want to add anything?
Yep. Thank you, Chair Dingfelder, Vice Chair Olson, members of the committee. My name is Doug Graff. I serve as a Fire Operations Manager for Oregon Department of Forestry. I have my testimony before you, so I won't read directly from that and move right to the point. I'd like to add a few comments beyond my testimony to provide you some scope and scale of the Fire Management Assistant Grants Program. This is a very, very good program for the state of Oregon. Since inception in 2001, we've received $38 million in reimbursements from eligible fires through this program. Eligibility for these fires is, unfortunately, we've had 22 fires that have been eligible since that time. And there's over 100 homes are threatened immediately from wildfire, the incident commander on scene will request the Fire Management Assistance Grant through the State Department of Forestry Office, and then we administrate that process through FEMA. And this really has worked very well. We've coordinated and with OEM, and we're organized in a way to continue to manage in this fashion. So I'm here in support of the bill and recommend a due pass. I'll take any questions.
Sure. Any questions? Senator Thompson, do you have a question?
Oh, no. It just seems like a housekeeping thing. You've been doing this, so you've been doing this without authority. So do we need to take his wages back for the last 3 years that he's been doing that? I wonder.
You could ask him. I don't think he's going to volunteer.
Save some money here.
Yeah. I was going to say, unfortunately, it's sort of a wash, I think, of the fiscal.
Okay. All right.
It would be nice. Any other comments or questions? Anybody else would like to testify on this? Okay. But first I have to ask you your accent. New England.
Born and raised in Oregon.
Yeah, you sound like you have a New England accent.
It's like I'm from the South. The
east side, Boston.
Yeah, I was going to say. I used to live in Maine, so I detected that right away.
Yeah.
I won't tell you what we call people from Boston and Maine, but we're on tape, so I won't say that right now. Anyway, anybody else have any comments? Okay, thank you very much, gentlemen. With that, we will close the public hearing on House Bill 2073. I will go ahead and open up a work session.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2073 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Okay, Senator Olson moves House Bill 2073 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any comments or questions? Discussion? Okay, clerk will call the roll, please.
Senator
House? Aye.
Senator
Zomke? Aye.
Senator Thompson?
Aye.
Senator
Olson? Aye.
Chair
Dinkfelder? Aye. That the motion carries. And Senator Przanski, would you like to carry this bill?
Sure, why not?
A good firefighting bill. With that, we will close the work session on House Bill 2073, and we are done for the day.
Cool.
I think we broke our record.
Beth,
anything for Thursday? We do have floor session Thursday. I don't anticipate that we're going to be running late on Thursday,
no.
So it shouldn't be a problem.
I don't think so.
Okay, with that, we are adjourned. Thank you.